The last piece on this program is a short work for cello and piano by Arlene Zalman, who is professor of composition and theory at Wellesley College. She is a graduate of the Juilliard School of Music and holds an MA degree from the University of Pennsylvania. Her principal teachers were Vincent Persichetti, George Crumb, and Luigi Dallapiccola. In addition to her many commissions, she has received a Fulbright grant and grants from the NEA and the Mellon Foundation and a national award from the ISCM League. She has also been a McDowell Colony Fellow. She is a recent recipient of both a Bunting Institute and a Guggenheim Fellowship. Her works are published by C.F. Peters and by the Association for the Promotion of New Music. Composed in 1991, C'est la terre qui aspetta, You Are the Waiting Earth, was inspired by the poetry of Cesare Pavese. Here are some notes that Arlene Zalman has written about the piece. At some point or other, certain of my friends, for various reasons including a lack of fondness for classical vocal music, challenged me to set a text, only leave out the singer. My response to this challenge took concrete form when I was asked to write a piece for cello and piano. Shortly after, one of my friends introduced me to the poetry of Cesare Pavese. The piece is in four sections, each one identified by a line chosen from three related poems that attracted me. You are the waiting earth. Death will come and will have your eyes. You came in March on the barren earth. You are life and death. Your footstep is light. Pavese mingles visions of life and death with the persona of the loved one. The earth is the common metaphor for all of these, as in the following excerpt from which the title is taken. Come erba viva nell'aria, rabri radice e ridi, ma tu sei terra, sei radice feroce, sei la terra che aspetta. This is an intense, economically written piece. I've listened to it several times. Every note and every silence counts. Ideas and emotions lead from one to the next. Listening with that in mind will help you make sense of it the first time. The piece was premiered at Brandeis University by Rhonda Ryder and Lois Shapiro, and we'll hear that performance now.